Welcome to the weekly podcast from Christ Community Church. If you would like more information about this podcast or Christ Community Church, please visit our webpage at www.gochristcommunity.com. Blessings and enjoy the sermon.
So good to be in the house of the Lord with a great body of believers. So today I found out it was Communion Sunday, and I love Communion Sunday. When I was in Bible school, it always seemed like we would have Communion Sunday during test time. I never could understand, but I think they had it set up that way. So this morning, since it is Communion Sunday, it's all about Him this morning. The title of my message is Remember Who I Am, because it's all about Him, and we're going to make it all about Him this morning. And He is the I Am, and He is the I Am that is coming again. So if you will bow your heads in prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank You and I praise You, sir, for this day, this time to gather with these believers, this body. I thank You and I praise You, sir, that for this day of communion in remembrance of You. I thank You and I praise You, sir, for the anointing and the power of God flowing in this service, for the wonderful worship as a sweet-smelling Savior going up to Your nostrils. I give You praise, honor, and glory for what You are doing in this place today and what You are going to do in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, if you want to start going to John chapter 6, I'm going to start out in, we're going to break it down into remember. What does remember mean? What is the definition of remember? Remember is to have or keep an image or idea in your mind of something or someone from the past, to think of again, to cause something to come back into your mind, to keep in your mind, to not forget. And then I looked up remember in the Hebrew word zakar. I hope I'm saying that right. Remember in Hebrew means mention, think, and be mindful. It means not only to remember, but also to think of, and I like this one, or pay attention to. That's really good. Because I'm one that if I get my focus off and stuff, it's like I'm just kind of in and out. But when I'm dead set on something, and that's the way we have to be. We have to make our minds up. And we have to be all in to follow Him. Am I in or am I not? Am I riding the fence? Where am I at in Christ? Because that's going to be the end. You know, it may not be the end like for the eternity, but if for eternity, are you going to be with Him? Or is it going to be the end? And on this Communion Sunday morning, we're going to mention, think, and be mindful of the I Am. In the Gospel of John declares 7 times when Jesus referred to Himself as I Am. I encourage you to make these verses personal to you. In the jail, I did a sermon where making prayer. One of them asked me, what do you pray? How do you pray? And I was like, that kind of took me off guard because I've always prayed. You know, I've always done intercessory prayer. But I always pray the Word. You know, there's prayers in Ephesians. There's prayers in Colossians. You know, there's prayers all throughout the Bible. Jesus prayed in John for the disciples, for the believers, for Himself. And so I started teaching on how to pray the Word. And I told them, in your meditation time, pick a scripture in the morning on whatever's going on in that day. You know, if you're sad, pick a happy scripture, a joyful scripture, but make it personal to you. Put your name in it. And that's what I want to give you today. Make these scriptures personal to you. He is the I Am to you. He is my I Am. And that's where I'm going. So John chapter 6, And we'll start in verse 30, if I can find it. Okay. What sign, then, are you going to do so we may see and believe you? They asked, what are you going to perform? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, just as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, I assure you, Moses didn't give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the real bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Then they said, Sir, give us this bread always. I am the bread of life, Jesus told them. No one comes to me will ever be hungry, and no one who believes in me will ever be thirsty again. I am the bread of life. In the Old Testament, that bread was, in the Greek, it's manna, light bread substance. Jesus is the source of supply, not only for natural needs, but also for supernatural needs. He is everything you will ever need. He is your bread in the natural. He is your bread in the spiritual. He feeds you. He provides for you. And he also, in his word, as you get into his word and you grow and you grow and you grow by faith, his word starts popping out and these scriptures starts popping out to you, and you see your walk in Jesus just kind of lining up, and more people see that change from the inside out. Let's go to John chapter 8, and we're going to start in verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Light is the ultimate power of all material things. There's a whole fascinating series on the internet that I found about light. But in that sentence, that's the only way I could break it down. Let Jesus be the light to you. You've got to stay in the light, the Word of God. That is the light. That is our light today, is the Word of God. With a determined purpose to wake up in the morning, to find that scripture, to meditate on all day long, a determined purpose to have that relationship with him. I love mom. I'm going to bring her into this because throughout the day, I mean, you can just hear, thank you, Jesus, for the horse. Thank you, Jesus, for the dog. Thank you, Jesus, the cat got up today. Thank you, Jesus, I mean, all day long. And it's like, and then if something's going on, the first thing that comes to her mind is a scripture. Oh no, we're not going to fear. There is 365 scriptures on fear. There is one for today. Go find it, and we are not going to fear. That's mom. That is a relationship with him. That is walking with him every day. That is that faith coming by just finding a scripture to stand on, and a scripture for whatever is going on in that moment of your life. Even if it's Jesus wept. Hey, Jesus is weeping with me right now, you know? So in John chapter 10, and we're going to start at verse 7. So Jesus said again, I assure you, I am the door of the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief only comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it in abundance. The door represents the entrance to a specific place. The place is salvation, the abundant life, supernatural protection. This door you only get through is by faith in Jesus and not by works. It ain't by water baptism. That's good. We need the water baptism. But we need the baptism in the Holy Spirit after, hey, Jesus, I accept you. I love you. I see I am a sinner. I come before the throne. I am saved, sanctified. And then you can start working for him. You know, it is by that relationship and that love growing in us and that love going out of us is that how we're reaching people, how that that light shines to others. And the door is open, and then your door is open for that love to go out and for you to do the works that he has called you to do. And in John chapter 10 again, and we'll just go down to verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Shepherd keeps sheep on the right path, protects them, and provides for them. This is a picture of what Jesus does. In the jail, I gave him a description. I said, I have this image in my mind of the little kitty videos where you have this shepherd out there and he's got all the sheep. And there's a stream over here and he's got, you know, sheep. Mom says they're stupid. But you gotta take them over here. Here's your water. You got to take them over here. Okay, here's your grass. You know, here's the gate. Don't go through the barbed wire fence. That's the picture in my mind. But that's, I told the girls, I said, I wonder if Jesus is up there going, my gosh, how many times do I have to tell you, keep in remembrance of me? Don't you tell your kids over and over again and get tired of it? Hey, I'm right here. Keep me in remembrance. Don't do that. Don't go there. You know better. It's the same thing. It's like a little kid. Daddy want, daddy want, daddy want. You get a little tired of it, don't you? Yeah. Well, how do you think God feels? I am the shepherd. Hey, I'll lead you, but I said fear not. Hey, I'll lead you, but don't worry. Hey, I'll lead you, but you got to listen to me. It starts with the relationship with the I am. Okay? So, in John chapter 11, we're going to start in verse 20. As soon as Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Then Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had only been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Yet even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Your brother will rise again, Jesus told her. Martha said, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even if he dies, will live. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Ever. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she told him. I believe you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who comes into the world. So Jesus is saying here in the resurrection, I am the anointing. Jesus is the anointing of power that overcomes any situation, even death. When looking at Jesus, he is alive. And through that resurrection is anything you could ever dream. Not he could ever dream. You could ever dream. Because nothing is impossible if you have Jesus. Okay? All right, let's go to John chapter 14. I hope y'all are getting something out of this. We're going to start in verse 1. Your heart must not be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If not, I would have told you. I am going away to prepare a place for you. Remember that. I am going away to prepare a place for you. So if he's going away to prepare a place for us, you think he's coming back? Remember that. Okay. I'm going away to prepare a place for you. If I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come back and receive you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. I am ready for that day. You know the way to where I am going. Lord, Thomas said. We don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. When you say there is no way, Jesus says, I am the way. You don't have to know where you're going. You just need to know who you are following. Are you following the I am? I'm going to say that again. The girls in the jail just went crazy over this one. I want to make sure you get it. You don't have to know where you are going. You just need to know who you are following. If you are in the place with God, as it, with a relationship with Him, you'll know where you're going. And you'll know how to get there. It may be baby steps and it may be step by step. But by George, when you get there, provision will be there. Salvation will be there. The person that God is lining you up with will be there. So John chapter 15, we're going to start in verse 1. I am the true vine. And my Father is the vineyard keeper. Every branch in me that does not produce fruit, He removes. And He prunes every branch that produces fruit so that it will produce more fruit. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me and I in you. Just as a branch is unable to produce fruit by itself unless it remains on the vine. So neither can you unless you remain in me. Here we go. I am the vine, and you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me. So I have this image again. I gave the girls. It wasn't very good, but we got a tree going on, right? An apple tree. Okay, so all the branches are connected to the apple tree. Okay, so he's the main. We're looking to him, and we're going out here, and we're ministering, and we're following him, and we are connected to the tree. Well, one of the girls popped off, and I said, look, we're producing fruit. We're producing apples. We got apples hanging off of us. And she goes, oh, well, I've had oranges for years. And I said, oh, no, we're changing that today. We can't have oranges on an apple tree. I said, do you know what the Bible says? And another girl spoke up, you're going to be cut off. And she goes, well, does that mean I don't go to heaven? And I said, well, you're on the way to the way far from it. And she was like, oh, well, I want to produce apples then. You know, and that's the way you have to look at it. I kind of look at everything as a picture and try to explain to them as a child. Because some of these weren't raised in churches. They have no clue. But I've noticed if you give them a picture, and like the kids and these little videos that they make of the Bible, they see it in a whole different light. And then tears start coming down their face and they go, I want him. I got to have him, and I got to have him now. So, in the vine, you are the branches. Without Jesus, you can do nothing. And we're kind of looking back up to John 11 when he says, I am the anointing, I am the resurrection, and I am the life. And then in the vine, he says, without Jesus, you can do nothing. Why? There is no anointing. You don't have the anointing. You're not hooked up with him. The connection is not there. You have to have the connection. Jesus is the anointing. The vine enables the branch to bear fruit. What fruit do you bear? Healing, prosperity, strong family relationships, promotion, increase, love, joy, peace, all overflowing to others. All of this can only come by spending time with Jesus. There's no other way. There's no other way without him, without the anointing, without being hooked up to the tree. You have nothing. I told this one girl, She was really struggling. She'd been through a lot. I said, she's like, I don't want to have anything to do with the Bible anymore. I don't care anymore. And I said, okay, give me your Bible. I want you to push it away. Just push it away. You don't want anything to do with Jesus. And she sat there. And she said, yeah. And I said, now what do you have? And the girls from the Bible study kind of looked at her and they were like, we're going over here. And I said, yeah, you're alone, aren't you? And I said, that's what the devil wants to do. He wants you to be alone. He wants you to isolate. He wants you to push away because guess what? He's right here. And the I am is going, hey, yo, just give it to me. Don't worry. Don't fear. Don't fret. Find your scripture, meditate on it, and just soak in my presence, soak in my glory. It's my peace. It's my gift of faith to you. It's my gift of joy to you. You have to, as you worship throughout the day with the I am, and that starts bubbling up inside of you as you worship and as you worship and as you go throughout the day. Then by the end of the day, when they say, oh, you come home so tired and stuff, you go, whew, I could go another 12 hours. I'm good to go. Why? Because the glory, you've been in the glory all day. It doesn't matter if you were at work or where you're at. You've been in the glory. Why? Because you've been worshiping all day. You've been dwelling on your scripture all day. You've been in the light all day. And you are connected to the vine. So through this, as we remember communion, because this is all about Him, it is all about the I Am. And we have now went through everywhere He said, I am, in the book of John. So I want you to turn to Revelations. And I want to go to chapter 4. I just threw him off because I forgot to put that one in there. That's okay. Revelations chapter 4. Now remember the I Am. I want to take you into the throne room of heaven where the I Am is right now. But I remember, I told you, He's coming. I Am is coming. And I want to take you to the throne room of heaven. And I want to give you a glimpse of what they are saying around the I Am and what they are doing. Because in that relationship with Him, with the I Am, you need to be declaring this because He's coming. We're going to start in verse 1, chapter 4, verse 1. After this, I looked, and there in heaven was an open door. The first voice that I had heard speaking to me was like a trumpet said, come up here. And I will show you what must take place after this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and a throne was set there in heaven. One was seated on the throne, and the one seated looked like jasper and carnelian stone. A rainbow that looked like an emerald surrounded the throne. Around that throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones sat 24 elders dressed in white clothes and gold crowns on their heads. Flashing of lightning and rumblings of thunder came from that throne. 7 fiery torches were burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Something like a sea of glass, similar to crystal, was also before the throne. 4 living creatures covered with eyes in front and in the back were in the middle and around the throne. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature was like a calf. The third living creature had the face of a man. And the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. Each of the 4 living creatures had 6 wings. They were covered with eyes around and inside. Day and night, they never stop saying, holy, 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 Lord God the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is coming. Holy, 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 Lord God the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is coming. Don't you think if you go around declaring that all day, there's going to be some presence. There's going to be some people attracted to you. There's going to be some people drawn to you. He's coming? Who? I mean, literally, there are some people that don't know. Shock to me. He's coming? What? Jesus is coming back. I thought he already did. What? You don't know he's coming? He did come. He died. He saved you. He is coming for you so you can rule and reign on this earth with him. It just blew my mind. You've never heard he's coming back. Oh my gosh. We have got to declare as a church, he is coming. He is going to set his foot back on the Mount of Olives, and he is going to take the earth, and we are going to rule and reign with him in Jesus' name. So now I want to take you to Revelation chapter 5, because that is what they are declaring in the throne room. But there's a new song. There is a new song in Revelation chapter 5, and we're going to verse 8. When he took the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Who's the Lamb? That's Jesus. Each one had a harp and gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of the saints. That's us. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slaughtered and you redeemed people for God by your blood, and from every tribe and language and people and nation. You think you fit in there somewhere? You made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign on the earth. Then I looked and heard a voice of many angels around the throne, also of the living creatures and of the elders. Their number was countless thousands plus thousands of thousands of thousands. Keep going, thousands. They said with a loud voice, "The Lamb who was slaughtered is worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." I heard every creature in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and on the sea, and everything in them say, "Blessing and honor and glory and dominion to the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and is to come." He is coming. And declare this. He is worthy. If you don't have anything to praise over, if you don't have anything to go into the throne room with, go into blessing and honor and glory and dominion to the one seated, to the one who paid the price for the communion, to the one where we break the bread and we take the cup and we do it in remembrance of him. Declare this every day. Holy, holy, holy. He is holy because he was slaughtered before the foundations of the earth. He redeemed us, and his blood was shed for every tribe and language and people and nation. You made them a kingdom. We are in his kingdom if you are of him. And priests to our God, and they will reign on the earth. And we will rule and reign with him. One last scripture before we go into the communion setting. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 12. And he's summing it up in the end. And go back to remember about the door. He's coming. And the shepherd, he's coming. "Look, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to repay each person according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and the beginning and the end." That kind of seals the deal, don't it? But this scripture caught my eye because it says, "Look, look. Because in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he tells you, oh, if they say he's over here, don't believe him. Don't go there. If he says he's over here in Jerusalem, don't go there. Look, I am coming. I am coming riding on a horse with in the eastern sky. I am splitting the skies. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to repay each person according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, the first and the last, and the beginning and the end. Let's go to one more scripture. I wasn't going to do this, but it's too good to pass up. And I'm going to Revelation chapter 1. And I'm going to end it with verse 17. Remember, this is the I Am. Verse 17, when I saw him, this is John, when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. Have you ever been in his presence so much that they don't even know if you're alive? Like a dead man, he laid his right hand on me and said, don't be afraid. Here we go again. Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. I was dead, but look. I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Therefore, write what you have seen, what you saw in my right hand in the seven gold lampstands is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. He has the keys. He gave them to Peter. We have the keys. It is through that relationship with him. The I Am is coming. Declare the glory of the Lord.